This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There's a small business inside a big warehouse in an industrial area of Worcester. Walk inside and you'll see scrawls in neon magic marker all over the walls, rants against cancer, against Donald Trump, against COVID. And you'll hear the sounds of pent-up pandemic frustration. This is a place where you go to break things, where you're supposed to bash and crash and pummel. It's called Smash It 2. Customer Danielle Blanchard has brought a bag full of stuff to smash to smithereens.
Ex-boyfriend photos. Like, why do I even still have these? An empty bottle of gin.
Yes.
I have a sleep apnea mask. Like, this stupid thing that my dentist put in my mouth to
smash it. Sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Smash It's co-owner Darcy Cook suits up Blanchard in goggles, thick protective gloves, and a helmet with a face shield, then takes her to her personal smash room. It's about 20 feet long and aglow in black light. Cook goes over the rules.
So, if you want to hit something, we hit it so it goes in that direction.
Sounds
you
good.
You want to throw something, you throw it in that direction.
Exactly.
There are two beaten up but still sturdy tables Blanchard can put things on to pummel. One of them already has a printer sitting on it. Sledgehammers and aluminum baseball bats hang on the wall. The tools of destruction. Blanchard wastes no time. She grabs a bat and starts pounding on the printer. On the far wall, there's a plexiglass window high on a shelf. It's spray-painted with an expletive and the term COVID-19. A rock tune from the 80s sets the mood. Blanchard picks up baseballs and hurls them at the plexiglass. After about a dozen tries,
not breaking, so we try to do
success.
I got it.
Blanchard needed that. She's got a lot weighing on her.
Getting rid of my diabetes pain, getting rid of my COVID pain. The pandemic, like, it's been like a whole year. I'm like done.
She's a 39-year-old stay-at-home mom.
I have two little kids, and I gotta be the good mom that doesn't flip out, so I can at least flip out in here. Then hopefully I can go back home and be the good mom who reads the bedtime stories and makes dinner and doesn't get upset about little things.
Blanchard says after all that, she needs to break more stuff. Darcy Cook brings her a supply of vases, bottles, and plates. We step out of the room to avoid the flying glass and plastic. Cathartic shrapnel. Sounds like this echo through the place all day. Cook says they're just part of her customers' stories.
We have healthcare workers come in here all the time. We just need a life timeout. Not even just the hospital ones, but the counselors, sobriety houses. I mean, it's a ripple effect.
There are parents with teenagers sick of remote learning. Couples even come for date nights. Kira Halper and Dimitri Bertis of Boston came to Smash It 2 to celebrate 7 years together.
And we're doing the seven deadly sins to celebrate. So this is our first activity, and it's rage.
Halper and Bertis smash up a flat-screen TV and a small dresser, a welcome break from being holed up at home.
It's nice to just, like, be out and, like, see humans and, like, break stuff.
Well, yeah, I think also, I don't know, at least for me, I think we were both gigging musicians before the pandemic, and so we basically lost, like, all of our livelihood overnight. And so, I don't know, I think letting some of that out and not being able to do what I love kind of came out a little bit for sure.
The Smash Room opened in July. Darcy Cook says she and her brother risked opening the business during the pandemic because they wanted to get involved in the community and they felt like they could use a timeout in a Smash Room themselves. So, you know, you actually could have set up like a meditation room with like soothing music or a spa or something like that. You obviously thought there would be a greater need in the community for a physical smash. How did you decide that this is what people needed and that there is really a market for it?
Yeah, so my personality is not a quiet one. So I'm louder than loud, and I've done yoga. I love massage. My kids meditate. But at the end of the day, it just doesn't do it for me. We actually have Smash It Yoga here. It's loud. It's obnoxious. It's over the top. You still get a good workout, but we break Oh, I can't say that. Sorry. We break stuff at the same time that we are, you know, in community with other women.
And what about all that stuff they're breaking? Cook says people donate old computers, TVs, microwaves, amps, toilets, anything they want to get rid of. The Smashroom works with local junk cleanout businesses to collect items, and recyclers take away the remnants.
We love taking the aftermath pictures because the before picture and aftermath just makes people laugh out loud. Like, that's what that used to be? That means the person had a good time when we can't figure out what it was.
Customer Danielle Blanchard says in all those unrecognizable shards she left on the smash room floor, she accomplished something.
The pandemic is like, you can't. And the smashing was like, yeah, you can. Do it again. Like, do it harder. Like, that felt really good.
On the way out of the place, she grabs a fluorescent pen to leave her mark on the wall. And perhaps feeling the afterglow of all that smashing, she writes something positive. Happy, healthy Danielle was here. And our lives are forever changed. We will never be the same. The more you change, the less you feel. For photos of Danielle, Kira, and Dimitri having their smash fests, go to WBUR.org.